2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 1. If you would please stand in honor to God's Word. The Bible says, "And David said, Is there any that is left of the house of Saul, that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was of the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called unto him, unto David, the king said unto him, Art thou Ziba? And he said, Thy servant is he. And the king said, Is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan hath yet a son which is lame on his feet. And the king said unto him, Where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, Behold, he is in the house of Machir, the son of Amiel in Lodibar. Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Amiel, from Lodibar." For sake of time, we're going to finish reading there and we're going to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity you've given us to preach. We thank you for the men of God who have already stand this morning. Dear God, I want to thank you for the opportunity to be called to preach and to be a Christian. I want to thank you for the opportunity you've given us to serve you. And I pray you'd help us this morning. Dear God, I know if it's me, it's going to be of nothing. It's going to take you. And dear God, I pray you'd touch me. I pray you'd anoint me with your power. And dear God, we'll just thank you and praise you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Here in 2 Samuel chapter 9, we just read a wonderful story. It's the story of Jonathan Mephibosheth. And here we find this story. We're going to read of Christ and His love for the church. According to tradition, a king, after attaining the throne from a hostile king, would kill any of the king's family who could threaten the throne again in the future. They were trying to ensure the future of the throne in their name. And my friend, here we find Jonathan, the son of Saul, and we find Mephibosheth. The question had been asked, and they found a servant whose name was Ziba. David was looking for one of Jonathan's relatives, someone that he could show kindness unto for Jonathan's sake. I want to thank God for the day when God showed kindness to me for Christ's sake. When Christ came and died on the cross for my sins, washed my sins away through the blood of Calvary. And through the blood of Calvary, I became a child of the King. I want to thank God for the day when He went to the cross and died for my sins. The Bible says that Ziba answered, "Jonathan hath yet a son, which is lame on his feet." He knew that Mephibosheth, being of the house of Saul, was worthy of death. Mephibosheth had done nothing wrong. My friend, through Adam, my friend, and sin entered into the world, we were worthy of death. We should have died. But Christ came to this earth and died on the cross so that we wouldn't have to. Through Christ, we have eternal life. The Bible says in verse 5 that David sinned and fetched him out of the house of Machir. My friend, I want to quickly go through my introduction this morning. We see his lowliness is expressed in verse 6. The Bible says, "Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth, and he answered, Behold thy servant." We find that his lifestyle was changed in verse 7. The Bible says, "And David said unto him, Fear not, for I will show thee kindness for Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table." My friend, first of all, I find the covenant of the king. The Bible says in 1 Samuel chapter 20, verses 15 through 17, "But also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord hath cut off the enemies of David, every one from the face of the earth." So Jonathan made a covenant with the house of David, saying, "Let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies." And Jonathan caused David to swear again because he loved him, for he loved him as his own soul. David and Jonathan made a contract here, and they made a vow that they would not kill off each other's seed. The definition of the word covenant means a mutual consent or agreement of two or more persons to do or to forbear some act or thing, a contract stipulation. A covenant is created by deed in writing, sealed and executed, or it may be implied in the contract. My friend, I want to thank God for the day that Christ also made a contract. And He sealed it with the blood of Calvary. He made a contract that will never be broken. My friend, 2,000 years ago, Christ came and died on the cross. Death so that I wouldn't have to die. And that contract today still has not been broken. The blood is still the same blood that was shed 2,000 years ago. It's still washing the sins away from lost sinners who will come and accept Christ as their personal Savior. Secondly, I see the compassion of the king. David, according to the law, had every right to kill Mephibosheth. But instead, he had compassion on him. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 78, in verses 37 through 38, their heart was not right with them, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away and did not stir up all his wrath. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 138, in verse 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. This word compassion here means a suffering with another, painful sympathy, a sensation of sorrow executed by the distress or misfortunes of another, pity or commiseration. My friend, Christ had compassion on us. We deserve to die. We deserve to be in hell this morning. But God had compassion on us. He loved us enough to save us and wash our sins away. Not only do I see the compassion of this king, but lastly, I see the calling of the king. The Bible says in 2 Samuel chapter 9 and verse 5, then King David sinned and fetched him out of the house of Machir, the son of Ammiel from Lodibar. The time came when David was ready to go and get Mephibosheth and bring him to the palace. And my friend, I can see the day as Mephibosheth was probably doing the same things he did every morning. He was just getting up out of bed and he heard the chairs begin to roll down the driveway. He saw the dust begin to settle and he heard his name called, "Hey Mephibosheth, are you at home?" As he came out, the Bible says that he came and he bowed himself down in fear. My friend, the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Just as David sent from Mephibosheth, one day God's going to send Christ for us. And we're going to get to go home and we're going to get to live with our Savior for forevermore. I thank God for the invitation to go to the palace of the King. I'm a child of the King this morning. Not because of anything that I could do, but all because of Him. Amen.